If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Today marks the beginning of the brand new Sunday school year here at Worth Baptist Church. Our 1973-74 Sunday school year gets underway on promotion day today in our Sunday school. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church has a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. As we begin the brand new Sunday school year, our emphasis is still on the Bible. Our only textbook is the Word of God. Our new theme for the Sunday school year will be Sharing Christ Through the Sunday School. It is our goal to win more souls to Christ through the efforts of the Sunday school in this new Sunday school year than ever before. We are praying that God will continue the blessings that He's given us during the days of the summer. We begin the new Sunday school year with the optimistic view that God is going to enlarge the facilities of our Sunday school and enable us to reach more people for Christ than ever before. We invite you and your family to come on this very first Sunday of the new Sunday school year today. Bring the whole family and let's study the Word of God together in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. Again, we're rejoicing in the good things that God has done for us in the days of the summer. And we're looking forward to the fall season of enlargement, bringing many wonderful blessings from the Lord. The month of September is preparation month, and we are preparing for our greatest season of enlargement during the days of October. We would ask you to join with us in prayer that God will use this church to win many souls to Christ, and that God will use this broadcast to reach many for the Savior in the days to come. During the month of September, we will send to everyone who writes to this broadcast a free book entitled Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. This book contains 7 messages on the second coming of Christ, and I would like to place one of these books in your hands during the days of September. Remember, the book can be yours free and postage paid by your writing to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today and request your free book entitled Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Worth Baptist Church counts it a pleasure to bring to you the gospel of redeeming grace by means of this radio station, every Lord's Day from 8 until 8:30. Perhaps you could call a friend and share with them this broadcast. Let them know that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air. And again, we invite you to come and visit with us today in the Sunday school and in the services of worship at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. It would be our joy to have you come and visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church. Get the family ready. Begin the new Sunday school year in Sunday school today at Worth Baptist Church. And as we move into the fall season, we wish the blessings of God upon your life, and we trust that these days ahead would bring revival all across America, because we believe our nation stands in need of divine help today. We are continuing to pray that God will intervene and straighten out the affairs of government and education and religion and all phases of national life in our great country. So we want you to join with us in prayer that God will move and God will bless and the fires of revival will be kindled all over America. May God bless you as you pray with us from day to day that God will stir the hearts of His people all over the land. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Tragedy of Being Too Late. I shall read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, at verse 20. But before we read the scriptures, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, before Thee we come today, invoking Thy blessings upon this broadcast, upon every listener. Thou knowest every heart and every life, those who are weary and worn with the problems and difficulties of life, those who have burdens and those who have trouble within their hearts today. It would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would bless them. For those who know not Christ as their own Savior, may they trust Him ere this broadcast leaves the air. Bless our city, bless our nation, and bless our world. And may the spirit of revival prevail all across America and around the world today, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, at verse 20. And Jeremiah writes, The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. The tragedy of being too late. When I read the words of my text, two words come to my mind, and they are, too late. I suppose the saddest words ever to cross the wires of communication are these two words, too late. The tragedy of being too late has characterized the whole human race. We are all caught up in the web of procrastination. Each of us is guilty of putting things off too long. A man goes to the doctor for an examination. The examination reveals that he has cancer in the final stages. The doctor must shake his head and say, if not audibly, at least to himself, it's too late. In the Bible, there's the story of a man who discovered that there comes the time when it is too late to cry. I speak now of Esau, who, after having sold his birthright, woke up one day to the central truth that there comes a time in every man's life when it's too late to cry. Jesus tells us the story of the man who discovered that there comes the time in life when it is too late to ask for mercy. When he gave the story about the rich man who died and went to hell, and there in those flames he lifted up his voice and asked for mercy. But then he must realize that there comes the time when it is too late to ask for mercy. I know the story of a man in the Bible who discovered that there comes the time when it's too late to repent. I speak now of Judas Iscariot. After having sold Christ for 30 pieces of silver and coming to the realization that he had betrayed innocent blood, he tried to repent, but the Bible says it was too late. The tragedy of being too late. Let us observe three things about the tragedy of being too late. Listen again to the words of my text. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. First, there is the tragedy of being too late in the harvest. The farmer has a great sense of satisfaction when he gathers the last bushel of grain and stores it in the barn to wait out the storms of winter. But nothing is more frustrating to the farmer, nothing is more frightening than the failure to gather the harvest before the cold winds of winter begin to blow. Over in the Holy Land, the harvest comes in three periods. First, there's the harvest of April and May. then the harvest of June and July, and finally the harvest of September and October. In our text, the prophet is referring to the second period of harvest when he says, "Harvest is past, summer is ended, and we are not saved." It is a tragic thing to think about a man waiting too late to call upon God. The harvest is past. Observe with me two facts about harvest that are universal. One, the harvest cannot wait. When the time comes for the grain to be reaped, it must be reaped, and the harvest will not wait on the farmer. Second, the harvest cannot reap itself. There is no earthly way for the harvest to reap itself in the field. Someone must go into the field, and someone must labor, and someone must reap the harvest. Remember what Jesus said, "The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few." There is a great harvest about us today. And while these days of harvest come to a close, and this age draws to its final end and climax at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, many who are listening to this broadcast have intended to be in the harvest, and you've intended to give your heart and life to Christ. You've intended to go to Sunday school and church and be saved. But soon the harvest is going to be over. And the tragedy of it all will be this: you might be too late, because there is a tragedy of being too late in the harvest that is already past. Then in the second place, there is the tragedy of being too late when the summer is ended. The people of Israel enjoyed the summer months. To them, they were months of opportunity. But there was one caution: what they did not reap in the summer harvest was forever lost. And what a lesson there is for us in that today. If you cross the deadline, if you go beyond the time of repentance in your own life, if you resist the Holy Spirit of God, if you fail to answer God's call, if you turn a deaf ear to the wooing of the Holy Spirit, there will come the time in your life when it will be too late and the summer will be ended and you'll still be lost. To us, summer is likewise a time of opportunity. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we began to pray last May that God would send us a great revival during the days of the summer. God answered our prayers. We experienced the best summer in our history. Sunday after Sunday, the Word of God was taught. Sunday after Sunday, the gospel of redemption was preached. And Sunday after Sunday, people walked the aisles, trusting Christ as Savior and uniting with the fellowship of our church. But now, summer has ended. And some of you promised the Lord at the beginning of the summer you were going to make things different in your life. You were going to turn over a new leaf, as it were. You were going to make a new start with Christ. You were going to get back into Sunday school and back in church. But now, June, July, and August have passed. And already it's the second Sunday of September. And already the harvest has been gathered in as far as the summer. And you've done nothing about it. And when summer is past, can winter be far behind? When the summer of your life is past and the years are ebbing away, can the winter of lifetime be far behind? Yes, the tragedy of being too late is seen in the fact that summer is ended and you've done nothing about it. I beseech you today, stop where you are. Take an inventory of your life. See what God wants you to do with your Christian experience. Don't let another Sunday, another week, another day, even another moment go by without your being right with God in your own heart. Then in the third place, the tragedy of being too late is seen in the fact that some are not yet saved. The saddest commentary that could be written about anyone is this: he is not saved. Think with me for a moment what it means for the curtain of summer to fall and find you still unsaved. It means that you have no one to whom you can pray. The Bible says, God heareth not the prayers of the sinner. It means that you have no understanding of the Scriptures. Paul says, the unsaved man, the natural man, receiveth not the things of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. To be unsaved means that you have no spiritual relationship with believers. You see, every born-again believer, every Christian, is a child of God. Every Christian is in the family of God. If you are unsaved, you're on the outside. You're not in the family of God, and you have no fellowship and no relationship with God's people. To be unsaved means that you have no real peace of mind, but that you are haunted by the fears of your future in the devil's hell. To be unsaved means that you have no anchor upon the sea of life, but that you are tossed about by the ill winds of circumstance. To be unsaved means that you have no shelter in the time of storm. And beloved, the storm of God's judgment is about to break. The clouds are now over the horizon. Soon this age is going to end. Soon the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. All throughout the Scripture, we have the promise of the coming of Christ. And when the Lord Jesus Christ comes and takes out of the world all the believers, the Bible tells us that there's going to be an awesome period called the period of tribulation. During that time, men will seek death, but death will flee from them. I speak now of the awesome day of God's judgment. I remind you that unless you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, unless you anchor your faith in Him, unless you are born again, if Jesus Christ comes and you're not saved, you'll be left upon this earth to suffer the horrors of the tribulation period. Oh, I know some of you are saying, but preacher, I don't intend to go on unsaved forever. I intend to be saved one day. Beloved friend of mine, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And let me ask you, when is someday anyhow? That someday that you expect to be saved may never come. Many people who plan to get saved tomorrow die today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Governor Festus said to the Apostle Paul, "Go thy way, and on a more convenient day I will call for thee." But if you search the Scriptures, you'll discover that Festus never found that convenient day. King Agrippa said to Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." But again, search the Scriptures and you'll find that Agrippa never came to that place when he was saved. You may call on God some convenient day, but then it may be too late. You may be almost a Christian now, but unless you're altogether saved, you're altogether lost. I would put it this way. If you miss heaven an inch, you might as well miss it a million miles. If you miss heaven for 1 second, you might as well miss it for eternity, because you will. Harvest is past. The summer is ended. And as of this moment, you are not saved. You are not prepared for death. And the Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die. And you are not prepared for judgment. And the Bible says that after death comes the judgment. And you are not prepared for eternity. And the Bible says that all men must spend eternity either in heaven or in hell. You are not prepared to meet God. And the Word of God says that all sinners, great and small, rich and poor, learned and unlearned, will stand one day before the judgment bar of God. And on that day, if you stand there, there's no one to stand for you. And there's no one to stand with you. And you must hear those words from the throne of the Almighty, "Depart from me, for I know you not." Yes, there will come a time in your life when harvest will be past, when the summer will be ended, and you will yet be in your sins. Why don't you change that picture today? Why don't you come to Christ now? Why don't you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ Why don't you pray the sinner's prayer? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I have a footnote, and I'm through. The tragedy of being too late is seen in the fact that so many people who wait until it's too late really didn't plan it that way. How many people have gone out into eternity unprepared to meet God, who said, one day I'll be saved, one day I'll go to church, one day I'll trust Christ, and they never did. And for them, the harvest is past. The summer of salvation is ended, and they are in eternity unsaved. Don't let it happen to you. Come today and trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior before it is too late. And say, don't forget, we would be more than happy to have you come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. And for all who write to Worth Baptist Hour during the days of September, we are going to send you one of my books of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And so until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.